Welcome to Instant Analysis. Time to break down what happened at the Shoe in Columbus on Saturday night. And it was not pretty at all. The Ohio State Buckeyes, for the first time since 1978, have lost their home opener. They do so 35-21 at the hands of Frank Beamer and the Hokies of Virginia Tech. The Buckeyes trailed at halftime by the score of 21-7, made a game of it in the third and early in the fourth quarter to tie it up at 21-all, and then Virginia Tech closed it out by scoring 14 straight points to post a 35-21 win. The Buckeyes fall to 1-1 on the season. And Ohio State right now is just not a good football team. They have lost three of their last four football games dating back to last year. You go back to the Big Ten Championship. They lost to Michigan State in the Orange Bowl to Clemson. They struggled to beat Navy last week, and they lose at home on Saturday night to Virginia Tech. And this is just not a good football team. When you have to replace the entire starting offensive line, yes, Taylor Decker is back after starting games last year, but he was a right tackle last year. Now he's the starting left tackle, and the rest of the offensive line are new starters. You lose your Heisman Trophy candidate quarterback in Braxton Miller. JT Barrett is replacing him. You look at this team, you're still waiting for playmakers to emerge. I have yet to see a playmaker that was recruited by Urban Meyer emerge as a game breaker, as a threat, as somebody that opponents really have to pay attention to. I thought it was going to be Dontre Wilson. I have yet to see that out of him. What did he catch? One pass, I think, tonight for Dontre Wilson for 40 yards, and he had two carries for minus 5 yards. I'm not seeing the great talent, supposedly, that Ohio State has recruited under Urban Meyer. The Buckeyes lost at home to an unranked Virginia Tech team by 14 points on Saturday night. They are not a good football team right now. They do not deserve to be ranked in the top 25. If I were still voting in my Harris poll, which I'm not because they did away with that now with the playoff system and everything, I would not have the Buckeyes in the top 25. They are a bad, bad football team. Let's check out in the first half and the second half. What I did is I kept a running total of good plays versus bad plays for Ohio State in the first half and in the second half. Let's run through the first half. Good plays. Eli Apple with an interception. JT Barrett had a couple of nice runs. Dontre Wilson, he did have one great catch. I will give him that. He had one great catch, and it made top 10 plays on ESPN and everything, so he did have a nice catch there. They had some good blocking from their running backs, Smith and Elliott, and Devin Smith had another big catch of 58 yards, but that was about it. When you look at the first half, that was about it as far as the good plays go for Ohio State. They trailed 21-7 at the half. The only touchdown they had in the first half was a 2-yard run by JT Barrett. That's it. The bad plays in the first half, plenty of those. Virginia Tech started 5 of 5 on third downs and finished 7 of 10 in the first half against Ohio State's defense on third downs. Ohio State's defense had them in third and long and could not get off the field. Stupid penalties, 2, 3, 4 stupid penalties in the first half. Field position. At one point, Virginia Tech's average field position starting mark was the 40-yard line. Virginia Tech's 40-yard line. The Buckeyes, they were starting on their own 14-yard line. Not good. The pass defense, bad. Had a shanked punt of 24 yards. They missed two field goals, a 40-yarder and a 27-yarder. Two bad snaps from Bourne at center. They got, they had to burn two timeouts in the first 20 minutes of the first half. You had a drop touchdown pass by Corey Smith, number 84. They gave up a 35-yard punt return in the first half. There was a dropped interception by Duran Grant. They gave up a 3rd-and-17 from their own 9-yard line. Unbelievable. Virginia Tech, 17 minutes and 30 seconds they controlled the football in the first half. And the Buckeyes on offense on third downs, they were 1 of 6. Virginia Tech 7 of 10 on third downs. The Buckeyes 1 of 6 in the first half. 21-7 at halftime was the score. All right, second half. Buckeyes came back. Made a game of it. Tied it up. You thought, okay, when they tied it at 21, all right, they were going to find a way to win like they did last week against Navy. Not the case, but let's run down the good and the bad in the second half for Ohio State. They had a couple of good punts. They downed them at the 3-yard line and the 8-yard line. So that was good to see. Option runs by Curtis Samuel. Had a couple of nice runs by Samuel. Barrett, big pass to Michael Thomas for a 53-yard touchdown. 107,517 the attendance tonight. That was a new record for the Shoe. And they witnessed the Buckeyes losing 35-21 against Virginia Tech at home. Raekwon McMillan. He came in because one of the linebackers got hurt. His first play in the game, he makes a tackle for a loss. Then I don't know if I saw him the rest of the game. Got to play this kid. Von Bell had an interception. That was a positive. And Joey Bosa, for the second week in a row, had the sack, forced the fumble. Rashad Frazier recovered the fumble at the Virginia Tech 15-yard line. And then the option pitch from Barrett to Elliott for the 15-yard touchdown. Those were the positive plays. The negatives. Gave up a 3rd and 9 at Virginia Tech when they had it at their own 4-yard line. 16-yard gain on 3rd and 9. False start and delay of game penalties on back-to-back plays on offense. JT Barrett, 1 interception, 2 interceptions, 3 interceptions. Dontre Wilson doesn't fair catch a punt at the OSU 32-yard line, and the ball rolls to the 19-yard line. They lose 13 yards right there, the field position. OSU's linebackers can't cover. OSU's offense 6 times in Virginia Tech territory at one point, and they scored 7 points. And then after they tie the game up at 21, right, and they have all the momentum, kickoff goes out of bounds, and they get the ball at the 35-yard line, Virginia Tech. And sure enough, they take that ball, drive 65 yards, take the lead 28-21 right after Ohio State tied the game up at 21-all. So great way to kill momentum, kick the ball out of bounds, and give them great field position. The O-line gave up 7 sacks and 11 tackles for loss in running the football. O-line is horrible, terrible, awful. And add in a redshirt freshman quarterback there, not a good mixture. And that's why I said this is a bad football team. Jalen Marshall dropped the pass. Just all of mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake. The coaching staff couldn't figure anything out. Got to wonder if the players they have on this roster are just flat out overrated. Because go back to last year at the end of the season when they still had Carlos Hyde, Braxton Miller with a good offensive line. They lost the last 2 games defensively. Today, I didn't see anything much better than what I saw last year. Chris Ash coming in with Luke Fickle. This is not a good football team. The Buckeyes right now, they're not as bad as Michigan, thank God. Not as bad as Texas out there, thank God. But the Big Ten's a joke right now. The Big Ten is just a flat-out joke when you look at what happened today. Check this out in the Big Ten, or as a lot of people are calling them now, the Little Ten. Notre Dame, 31, Michigan, nothing. Most lopsided game, I think, in the history of that rivalry, and they've ended it now. They're not playing each other anymore, and Notre Dame gets the last laugh, 31-0. Michigan loses. Oregon, 46, Michigan State, 27. The Spartans led in that game 27-18 in the third quarter. And just like Wisconsin last week against LSU, they couldn't close. Oregon scored the game's final 28 points to post that 46-27 victory over MSU. Buckeyes lose 35-21 at home to an unranked Virginia Tech team. Lost 3 of their last 4 games overall. Nebraska barely wins in the last minute at home over McNeese State 31-24. And then Purdue and Northwestern both lose to MAC teams today. Central Michigan 38, Purdue 17, Northern Illinois 23, Northwestern 15. A horrible day, an embarrassing day for the Buckeyes and the Big Ten overall. Just a bad, bad night in Columbus and for the Big Ten. And I had the Buckeyes going 10-2 this year. I thought they were going to lose to Cincinnati at home and at Michigan State. Well, it was Virginia Tech who handed them their first loss. Now looking at this team with JT Barrett at quarterback and that putrid offensive line, I don't know if the Buckeyes can get the double-digit wins this year with what they have. We're going to find out. We'll see what the coaches can do and what some of these players can do. But right now, they're a bad football team. They lose at home 35-21 to Virginia Tech and fall to 1-1 on the year. There's your instant analysis of Ohio State's loss to Virginia Tech. And as always, Columbus and C-Town and Buckeye fans everywhere, keep it real. We'll see if the Buckeyes can bounce back next week.